Excited that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
He brought his 70 children into Egypt. Joseph said, I'm gonna give you the best of the land. And he said, Goshen. And he appointed them Goshen, but it was Judah that led them into Goshen. Judah was the first tribe to go. So that's the tribe to worship. So we're taking worship back. Come on, not just singing songs, but worship. Come on, praise and worship. Put it all together, but praise and worship. We're taking it back. The tribe that was to be praised, the worshipers. So we have the word, and then you have worship. After you have worship, the word worship, then you have wisdom. The tribe of Issachar. Amen. This is the order that the tribes went in. There was Judah, there was Issachar, then there was Zebulun. But Issachar was the tribe that understood times and knew what Israel was to do. They were 200 and all of Israel was at their command. Yes. So there was a remnant tribe who had no inheritance. Their inheritance was Jezreel. Amen. Amen. The land of revelation. But it was the word, then there's worship, then there's wisdom. Following wisdom is wealth. The tribe of Zebulun, the ones that carried the wealth, they followed. They were the third tribe. And then finally, in 1 Chronicles chapter 32, we find that all the tribes, the last one is war. Amen. All of them were warriors. They could war. They could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. And they went forth to battle. So you got the word. You got worship, you got wisdom, you got wealth, and you got warfare. So, let me say it again. The church is going to be restored to a pristine power and glory before Jesus comes back. Malachi, if you will, get me Malachi chapter 3, and we're going to get to Revelation. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Prepare yourself for some suddenlies. You know, I'm hearing something in my spirit right now. I see someone, I don't know who it is. But in the wee hours of the morning, somebody's going to call you. I mean, it's still dark in your room. And the phone ring, you think it's some kind of tragedy or something. They're going to say, no, child, I just couldn't wait to call you to tell you this good news, whatever that news is. It's still dark in your bedroom. Who is this calling me at this time of the morning? Get ready for the suddenlies. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Look at this. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. When we talk about the temple there, it's not the building. It's the temple. There's some stuff on an individual level. Amen. God has appointed for you. Amen. And you may not even be thinking about it. You may think it's afar off, but I'm here to tell you this morning, this is a year of acceleration. Some stuff you may have thought wasn't going to happen for a long time, God's going to suddenly come to the temple. Amen. I said he's going to suddenly appear in the temple. Tell somebody, suddenly. This is secret. This is a secret coming. Why is she shouting like that? Because there was a secret coming. Only the true saints. This is why there is a separating. The trumpet is calling people out of the earth, out of the carnal realm, out of division, out of strife, out of contention, out of lust, out of the works of the flesh, into the body. Amen. Only the true saints are going to be able to see him. Amen. At this coming. Those who are not ready, like the five foolish virgins that go out to buy when the bridegroom comes, be separated. They won't partake of this end time movement. Amen. Hear me. It's an indictment against some, because again, if you're stuck in denominationalism. And I have nothing against denominations, but the spirit behind those things can be very limiting. As a matter of fact, they squeeze out the power of God through traditions, through programs. Amen. All programs aren't evil or bad, but there's a lot of stuff that just, you know, is dead. Amen. We stick to the program. And it's just, it's dead works. Okay, so where am I at here? So those who are not ready will see but not partake. An example is the guard that the king leaned upon, or his right hand man, when they went to slay Elisha, and Elisha prophesied. Amen. And said, by this time tomorrow there shall be plenty in Jerusalem, in Samaria. And the king's right-hand man upon whom he leaned said, ha, how shall these things be except the Lord open up the heavens? He didn't know the Lord was about to open up the heavens. And so Elisha released a word on him and said, listen, because you don't believe, you will see it but not partake of it. That's my prayer for the saints that have run off on God. You know, that have kind of thrown away their faith, that God will restore them. There's going to be great revival, repentance of those that are saved and of those that are lost. So we see this visitation here. This will be a time when as God deals with us on this level and appears to us suddenly, it's going to be, and we've entered into the time of deep communion and intimacy for the church. Okay, it's like the marriage. It's the marriage. I know when we go there, there's going to be a marriage supper. But there's going to be here in the spirit realm an intimacy developed, a communion with God. See, because something has to be conceived. You understand? It won't come from just hearing, being hearers. When God visits, like we saw people just falling at the altar. They're not there for a show. They're just before the Lord. Broken before God. People jumping and shouting and praising, expressing that's bringing us into a deep communion and intimacy. You know what it does? It makes you want more of him. Less of you and more of him. Here I am, Lord. So, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. This place of intimacy that we're talking about, this place of deep communion, will result in the conception. conceiving. Something being conceived in your spirit. It's been a dream, a hope, a vision. I'm here to tell you, this year, 2022, some long awaited is going to be conceived. And I'm going to show you something else here that's going to, I think it'll bless you and encourage you. Well, I'll just wait. But Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 7 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Okay, I'm going to pause there. This is important to understand. Now, this has parallel meanings. This is not just, and again, the challenge is this. Do research on it. You know, at face value, people say, well, that was Jesus being born and, you know, the devil trying to kill him, but he's caught up, you know, after resurrection. That's one application. There are other applications that are literally what the scholars, the scribes, and that apply it to. As a matter of fact, if you look at the fact John saw this, this is the book of Revelation, the revelation of the Christ. He saw this after all of that had transpired. Amen. He's seeing something else. He's seeing a future remnant people. A type of something. Amen. A woman with child. That woman clothed with the stars and all of that. Again, they're parallel. There are other types. And again, do the research on it, because this is... John is speaking of a remnant people, a church, a virgin church. See, the church has been infiltrated with the traditions of men. It's taken on the seed of man. Bunch of do's and don'ts, legalism, traditions, religious stuff. Amen. And it's mega rather than omega. For a long time, people have gauged how well you're doing by how many you're running on a Sunday. What do the offerings look like? That's all man stuff. But there's a virgin church that's not been corrupted with greed, a breed without greed. Those that love God, they're not perfect, but they love God. They're sanctified. Their hearts are pure, not mingled with the affairs of this life, politics, and all the stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.